Welcome to Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda, Sunday Thoughts episode edition. Sunday Thoughts are stories I've experienced in life, and I relate those stories to God's Word in a way where you can understand. It's never about preaching, but a discovery in trying to find God's voice and pick up a few lessons to be learned in our daily lives. This Sunday, let's take time to reflect and think about those experiences. God's messages are often hidden in plain sight in everything that happens to us, whether good or bad. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Sunday's Thoughts. It's not really an episode. Hey, I know it's a little surprising to hear me on a different Sunday other than the first Sunday, but listen, welcome anyway. This is the Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda. And if you're listening right now, thank you for listening. I appreciate that. So this is a little different because you know how when you start things, it's like, I'm going to do it on this day, this day, this day, this day, you know, to try to stay consistent. But sometimes, you know, you might have a little pop-up something, you know, and that's pretty much what this is. This is not scripted, so I'm really not, I don't have a paper in front of me of something that I've already planned to talk about, anything like that. It's just, I just want to talk. So there's no specific topic today. However, if I had to use a topic for today, it would be making time in the car wash. Making time at the car wash, I guess I could say. But making time at the car wash. And I know you're probably thinking, what in the world did that come from? Well, you know, it's been a minute that since I've washed my car, and yes, my car has a name. His name is, it is a guy, it's a he, and his name is Toot Boot, and I call him Toot for short. And you know, it's been a minute since Toot been washed. You know, it's just so much going on, you know what I mean? I am a single mom to two teenage kids, and I'm not talking about beginning teenage, I'm talking about on that other side of teens, like 16 plus. running with them a lot of times, it can be a challenge. You know, honestly, the older your kids get, it's like the more needy they get. The older they get, the more needy they get. It's like someone once told me when they were one and two, they were like, oh, enjoy this time because, you know, it's going to, you know, they get more expensive as they get older. And I'm like, can't be no more expensive than what it is now. Okay. And I remember when they were young, I was just wanting them to grow up. I'm like, please grow up, get out of this terrible two stage, please. And once they got out of that stage, and then it was like, okay, now what? Then they started school. And I promise you, if you have young kids, if your child is 3, 2 years old, trust me, I don't know what it is, but it's something about when they start kindergarten, time starts to like speed completely up. It was just like yesterday, my daughter was in kindergarten, and I remember taking her, and you know, as parents, you know, we get so sad, and she was the first child, and you know, and I'm like, I'm waiting to have this crying experience, you know, so I can go back and tell my coworkers that I cried. I dropped my baby off at kindergarten, and I did not get that experience. So the experience I got was she was excited. Like, you know, I think kids are really excited when they're starting kindergarten for the first time. And we went inside the school because, you know, as a parent, it's your first time, right? You know, you got to take these kids. You know, I took her all the way. I would have took her all the way to the classroom. You know, we walking inside the building, and I'm like, you know, I'm getting welled up, you know, on the inside with these tears. And got to the lunchroom, and the next thing I know, because you know it was breakfast, next thing I know, she threw her backpack on the table and was like, "Bye, Mom," and went into the line. And I'm like, yeah, I seen they're going totally different in my head. In my head, I seen us, you know, doing, patty cake to one another, crying, and her telling me, "Mom, don't go. You know, I really want you to be here," and me crying, "I don't want to leave you here," and then me taking her back home, you know, eventually, after this whole crying episode and I didn't get that. Instead, I got a "Bye, Mom," and she ran off to the lunch line, and I'm like, is it supposed to happen that way? So anyway, I didn't get that experience. I didn't even get that experience with my son. He was totally different. He was excited, you know, and whatever. And this episode, like I said, it's really not an episode, but it's not about my kids, but it's just when you sit down and you really think about things and how time flies, it does. My daughter was just in kindergarten yesterday, and she's graduating high school tomorrow. So, you know, it's just, it goes quickly, parents. I'm telling you, once you start that kindergarten phase, that is it, honey. And as they're aging, you know, so are we, you know. So, you know, it's just one of those things, and it happens. So I'm just giving you fair warning. It's, yeah. But anyway, I remember just being this morning, just taking my daughter to work, and it was really, really early. You know, honestly, when she has to go to work like 7 a.m, she has to be there really early. I have every intention on coming back home and laying down for like a couple of hours, and I'm like, okay. And that didn't happen this morning either. So, you know, because it's one of those things where when I'm awake, I am totally awake. Like, there's no going back to sleep for me. Maybe it's the years of having kids and really not getting a nap. I don't know what a nap is. Okay, the last time I experienced a nap was probably in my 20s. Yeah, which is like over 20 some years ago. But anyway, so I really don't know what a nap is. Somebody know what that is, please let me know. I don't know what a nap is, N-A-P, and I don't know what fun is anymore either. You know, something about when you have kids that seems like it goes out the window. You know, my sister said yesterday, I tell my son too, you know, please don't have kids, because, you know, they complain about, oh, this costs so much and this. And I'm like, yeah, don't have kids. Don't have kids. Like, because it's going to get really more expensive if you have kids. So my sister was like, yeah, she was like, I told my, she was telling my niece, she was like, I told her, you have the three F's. Fun, funds, and fun. It's totally out the window, you know, when you have kids. And I'm like, yeah. So I don't know what fun is, F-U-N. Yeah, I don't know what a fun is, and I don't know what a nap is. I don't know what fun is, and I don't know what a nap is. So if anybody knows what those two things are, you know, I don't know, give me a definition of it, and yeah. So anyway, I was at the car wash, and it's just amazing being in the moment, or just finding relaxation in the most simplest things. And my relaxation this morning after I dropped my daughter off was the car wash. Like I said, it had been a while since Tube been washed, and I know he was like screaming. So, you know, I took him to get washed this morning. One of those little self-wash things where you drive in and you just let the machine do everything. And so it was one of those things. And just sitting there, and I just remember just breathing and just relaxing and just listening to the machine do its thing with the water and the soap and everything. And honestly, it was calming. So if I had, you know, like I said, this is, well, it's really not an episode, but finding calm in the most simplest of places, the most unusual places, but it's just finding time to really breathe. And I'm talking about like, take some breaths in, take some breaths out, and just relax. Because what I realize is that even with going through kids and life and whatever, sometimes we just don't take out time to just breathe. just breathe. So there is a method to my madness. I am going to be doing a couple of Thursday tips, which starts this Thursday. So we're going to be talking about mental health. We're going to be talking about our feet health. Yes, our feet. And we're going to all leading up to the big H. And I know you probably want to know what the H is, but you just have to stick around and figure out, you know, what that is. But that's what I want to talk about. And so there might be random moments where I pop up like this. And I realize that, you know, on First Sundays, I talk about spirituality and things of that nature. But, and that's great. But sometimes, you know, sometimes it's just good to just talk. Just to, you know, let random things that you're thinking about just, you know, let's just talk about it, okay? So if you like this random Sunday, you know, or whatever, hey, let me know, you know, at inspirationswithroshonda@gmail.com. And, you know, and I can give you some more. Trust me, it's a lot going on in this head, okay? Okay. Some things I won't be able to share, but there'll be other things that I will. So, you know, but I do have some episodes coming up this Thursday, next Thursday, and the Thursday after that. So just be on the lookout for that. The 24th, the 31st, and the 7th. You know, we got some Thursday's tips episode. Just giving you some tips on mental health, foot care, and the big H. Okay. So stick around and let's talk and let's get our mental health and our feet and our everything else, as they say, in alignment with one another. So listen, if you stayed until the end of this random episode, thank you. I appreciate that. You're so sweet. And I will check you out and I will see you Thursday, which will be more scripted. Yeah, it won't be nothing. It won't be like this. I mean, I might go off script and do some stuff and say some things, but I usually do, but you know, sometimes people like consistency, because I'm telling you, like, I can get off track and then next thing you know, I am saying things and I done missed the point and then I don't know where I left off and then I can't go back. So anyway, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Sunday. And I will chat with you later. That was it for today's episode. I hope you were inspired and feel positive vibes whenever you spend some time with me, Roshonda, and the Matters of the Heart podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to join me next time as we dive deeper into our spiritual, mental, and physical journey. You can follow Matters of the Heart podcast on Facebook to stay tuned for what's coming next. Feel free to share the episodes while you're here. Also, stay with me by subscribing wherever your favorite music and podcast stations reside. And as always, watch your heart, because its actions will follow. Thank you for listening.